We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool in the rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah, two sides of the same.
Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the convo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, Love Island USA, Season 8, recaps of episodes 2 through 4. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
All right, so four episodes in, you realize there is a reprieve on Saturday nights so far. So how are you feeling?
Happy about that. I really thought we have to watch this show 6 days a week. Mm-hmm. It's just an interesting concept of a show. Just all the different makeouts and stuff that's happening. I feel like I'm getting old where I'm like, this is just too much.
Yeah. No, yeah. I get it.
I wouldn't care, but I'm just looking at this. I'm thinking this is just way too much.
Or would you have cared? Because we like to say, oh, well, if I was this age, I wouldn't have. But would you really have?
No, I would not have. I mean, I've done the, you know, it's funny. You've done the, I think, high school. What's mm-hmm. the game? Spin the bottle. Truth or dare. You know, you go make out with this person. Okay, when you're young, you do that. When I got to college and then even my early 20s, I wouldn't want to just make out with somebody that just got done making out with somebody right next to me. Mm-hmm. Just didn't do anything for me.
Well, I mean, there are times to do that, but, you know, those are specific times, not when.
There's some buildup.
There's certain scenarios for that, but yeah, not what's being shown on this show at the moment.
10,000 subscribers. 10,000 subscribers. We'll tell that story.
Okay, so here we go. We stopped off on episode one, which was an hour and 45 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Then we got to do, now we have these other three episodes, 2, 3, and 4. A lot easier this time than the episode one. At least I thought it was. What did you think?
I thought so too, because when you look at these shows, there's just a lot of fluff mm-hmm. that from creators have to take notes. There's just a lot of fluff, so you can easily get through it fairly quickly. It's just a lot to understand. Always that first episode is always the longest because you're trying to understand the show, especially it's a new show for us. Mm-hmm. But 2 through 4, I thought were pretty quick and easy to listen to.
Okay, so let's get to it, man, because there's so much to go through, even though, like you said, notes were a lot easier to get through, but still a lot to get through, right?
Yeah.
Because where we left off on the end of episode one was when the bombshells came in, they took four people away, right? And who was left there is Kenzie and Sean, and they realize mm-hmm. that their partners are gone. I did say they took two each. Well, the difference is that with the other two, that was who, Bryce and Trinity, they were the couple, and they were both gone too, so it didn't matter, right? Now, here's what we do find out about this. And again, for us, we're finding this all out for the first time because we hadn't done this before, is that the bombshells take them away. Mm-hmm. They have 24 hours to spend with the two people they have. They both have two people. Gabrielle has two people. Gabrielle has two people, right?
Yep.
And Kata has two people.
Yep.
And they get to go away with them for 24 hours. And then the following night, they will pick out of those two that they have who they will steal from their original couples.
Right.
While this is happening, Kenzie, full meltdown. Were you surprised at her? Oh, it's big cheaters. Oh, guys, that just suck.
You've heard me say this before. If you always pick cheaters, common denominator is you. You're mm-hmm. the problem. But I think that and I think I made this comment before. Normally, every group of girls, there's one really attractive one. Mm-hmm. And the other ones are like average to below average to make that attractive one look really attractive. So mm-hmm. I think Kenzie's used to being the attractive one is what I'm thinking. because for her to be around all this competition and not winning and not getting any guy, it's totally messing up her confidence. And it's a really ego check to her. I don't think she likes it.
Kennesaw is not that far from Atlanta. It's just right on the outskirts, right? You know, it's... She wasn't the most attractive there. Let's just put it there.
I said out of her group. I didn't say out of all women. I said in her group of friends that she goes out with regularly, she's probably the hottest one of all of them, thus gets all the attention. Now she's not getting enough attention.
Okay, true. Okay, that makes sense. Starring the AM says, I don't think they've done the three-way bed / 24-hour bombshell getaway before. Okay, this is our first time watching it. So we get something new since we're here now. That's good, right? What'd you think of this getaway at Paradise Cove when everyone went there?
You know, it's great. You know, you're trying to... I was really trying to look at the vibe because they just walk in the room and start kissing people and take them away. But now you see if there's any type of vibe. And my opinion at first... Kata's really interested in Zach. I don't think she likes Bryce. Just doesn't come across. And I don't think Gabriel really likes Trinity that much. Okay. To me, Gabriel seems to be all in on Bea.
Two things here. Kata likes Zach. And it was pretty obvious when Bryce tried to jump into bed too. And they're like, get your ass on the other side and you stay over there. And I want to know why the hell he even stayed in the bed. Look, have some dignity, Bryce. Pack up your, it's too early. Pack up your stuff, get out the bed, go sleep outside. I don't care what you do, but you don't stay in the same bed and listen to them smacking and getting it on for the rest of the night. Are you kidding me?
No, I love Bryce's level of petty. Be like, I ain't going anywhere. I'm laying there. And I had beans for dinner. Woo!
You would have turned over looking at them.
Yeah, just lay
put some more tongue in there.
Sipping coffee, just watching. Yeah, that's good. That's good. You want me to like rub her hair or anything? You got it? You good? Have an extra hand if you need it.
Be like, hey, Zach, pass the lotion. Pass the lotion. Just to get even messier.
Pull the shot. Spit in her mouth.
Gabrielle, on the other hand, now, to your point, you said he probably liked Bea a little bit more than Trinity. But is it because Trinity even said that she, you know, she wants to get to kissing during the challenges is cool, but she wants to get to know somebody some more. Did that make sense?
Well, that makes sense in theory, but I think what it boils down to is. Gabrielle is all about the visual. He's in Miami. That's that whole visual look between Bea and Trinity. Mm-hmm. Bea would be probably more his taste.
Well, yeah, because Bea is like a dude. She is horny 24/7. She's like a dude. It's like, geez. She doesn't care about any conversation to be had. None of that. Just, hey, come here. Let me get some of that. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We did get to see a little one-on-one the next day. Anything from those dates, especially with Kata?
Her dates, I thought, with Zach, again, I feel like they had more substance. Ooh. I think her date with Bryce was boring. I mean, cornhole, I don't think she was all that into Bryce. In general, their conversation just seemed really... weak to me compared to the conversation she had with Zach.
Well, it's not like her conversation with Zach was deep. It's just the fact that when she was with Bryce, she just kept saying, oh, you're cute, which tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah.
You don't like that, man.
Oh, bless your heart. Oh, you're cute when you're cute when you smile. When you don't talk, you are really cute.
By the way, Alyssa says, Gabe slobbing Bea down while Trinity just sat there. It was too cringy. Well, it's the same thing Kata did with Zach and Bryce. Did you just feel sorry for Trinity? Is that what it was?
Just got to wait your turn. Trinity gets you, he'll get you in a second. Just sit there and put some chapstick on. Get ready. You're on deck.
CXM says, I'm surprised y'all are reviewing this. Don't worry. We are too.
Yes. Yeah. We are.
But we did ask, what did you want us to do? And this is the one that was picked. So here we go. Back at the villa, Kenzie, ready for a good day. And Sean steps up, right? Because Kenzie, of course, all her feelings the night before, she's like, all right, I'm ready for a good day. Let's go. Sean steps up. What'd you think of the breakfast he made for her?
thought it was nice. He feels like, hey, we're both single. I think this is his way of trying to shoot a shot. I think he feels a little bit sorry for her because she was really hurt, upset. So he did something really nice for her and did the whole heart-shaped deal. And I said, you know, good for Sean. I thought it was a nice move on his part.
Now, here's the thing that I couldn't get past. And to your point, her friend circle probably tells you everything. But Kenzie's still in the feelings. Can't believe that Zach told her that she's not his type. I mean, who on earth doesn't want a blonde? Apparently a lot of people.
Well, to me, it's get over it. I don't understand how Kenzie can't get over it. Again, this is that pretty privilege bullshit. Do you know how many times I've heard someone tell me, yeah, Terrell, you're cool, but I'm not attracted to you like that. I've heard that before. I've even heard some of that. Hey, you know, Terrell, you're really nice, but I don't date black guys. I've heard that too. I don't get upset. I can't believe you don't like all this chocolate goodness. I would never do that. Just that, she didn't like me. Kenzie, get over it. He didn't like you. There's other dudes in the world. Don't focus everything on Zach. Zach didn't like
you. There's more tilapia in the world. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's a tilapia. Take it from a tilapia connoisseur, Kenzie. Cast your rod. It will bite every time.
Meanwhile, Sean is out there talking with Anaya and Melanie, right? And interesting because both Anaya and Melanie tell Sean that they don't believe he's locked out from Bia. Did you believe that? Or were you like, nah, it's done?
If I was in Sean's shoes, I would take that as it's done. You've told me where you're at. Now, we had other conversations like, hey, I'm looking to explore. You're really cool. But someone explores and stuff, maybe I wouldn't have took it that way. But I think Sean thought they had a strong connection. Yeah. And so he's taken her being on the red as if it's over, which I don't blame him.
Here's the thing, though. Melanie asked Sean, what is your type? And I think at that moment, he kind of laid out the groundwork to oust Casey. At least that's what it felt like, right? Because he's like, oh, yeah, well, you know, when I first came in, you know, as I looked around, I looked and I said, ooh, Trinity and Anaya. Mm. Those are my type. And I'm like, all right, so I see what he's doing. You know, DEI hires, I got you. Or is he really trying to oust KC here? Because that's not who he went for at first.
Yeah, I'm surprised he just didn't say, oh, my type, Latin, one leg, athletic. That's what he should have said, because that's your type. You like, out of all the ladies there, he thinks Bea is better than all of them.
Right.
I truly think that.
And he did kind of show that at first, right? Pretty much the way he kind of went with it. But, okay. I noticed at this same moment, though, here's what happened. Anaya, it starts moving in her head. She starts thinking, wait a minute. Because remember, because as he walks away, she tells Melanie, well, you know, Sean was in my top two. Remember whose door she was behind at first? It wasn't KC. Her and KC got together by default. Remember, it was Sincere and Sean. Two eggs in the same basket.
Well, true. But she has to stay loyal to KC.
Does she?
Let's see how this plays out. I think she should be loyal to KC. Let's see how this plays out.
Okay, she should, but I don't think that's really going to be the case. Here's an interesting thing, though, because Kenzie and Sean, she claims that she's over Zach. And she kind of, it seems to me like she throws her cards on the table for Sean to kind of take the lead here. Is that what you got out of this as well?
Yeah, she's doing, hey, Sean, you're welcome to shoot your shot. Mm-hmm. But she feels that she's over Zach. I think this is performative. I think she's trying to say that to speak into existence.
Right.
Not over the fact that you got rejected on TV. And you normally don't get rejected like this.
Right. So next time we see them all, they're at the fire pit. In comes Bia along with Trinity and Gabrielle.
Mm-hmm.
Then Kata, Bryce, and Zach. Mm-hmm. So everybody's there. But I noticed one person was missing. Did you?
One person's missing from?
From this entire setup. The host. Where was the host? What happened
to him? Oh, I was going to say, I'm like, no, they're all there.
They got lazy, like the budget cuts, cost savings. I understand gas is high, but damn, what happened?
That was lazy as shit, in my opinion. I think y'all could have had someone, but to say, you know what? We don't need a host for this part. What we're going to do is we'll let everybody have their phones and we'll send them each text message that they got to read. It dragged it out unnecessarily, I thought. The whole, I got a text, is still stupid. I think this is just lazy, in my opinion. There's so much fluff in this that this pissed me off when they did this.
Well, Toya's letting us know that the hosts only come sometimes for recoupling, which is why, if you notice, it's not their phones. They gave them these flip phones, obviously, and put everybody's names on them so nobody picks up the wrong phone and they know who they're texting and get 100%. It that route.
100%. Yeah,
messy.
But it doesn't matter. Then it's lazy to me. Have the host be there. Where's Mark Wahlberg at when you need him?
Again, as they probably couldn't afford him. the texts are more suspenseful, is what Toya says, and that's the Love Island way. I do like the fact that it dragged it out because they made it. Okay, I'm gonna give you a piece of the message. Then I'm gonna text you the other piece of the message. Then you the other piece of the message. And like messy though, when they made certain people say, okay, well you pick. But no surprises here. Gabrielle has to make a decision. Were you surprised at who he picked?
No.
Yeah, we all know.
Not at all. Plus, Gabrielle's passionate. He can tell. Trina doesn't like to kiss. I can tell.
Yeah, he's like, yeah. Yeah. I tried to stick my tongue down your throat, and you didn't take it. No.
Yeah. You gotta go.
And then pretty obvious who Kata was going to pick, because obviously Bryce got kicked to the curb the night before, so it was going to be Zach. No surprises here, right?
No surprise there at all. The only thing that was a surprise is for this portion of the text message. Did you catch that Sean had to be the one to say, okay, Gabriel, pick.
Yep.
And then he picked Bea. And then Kenzie had to be the one to say, okay, Kata, pick. And she picked Zach.
Yes.
Just messy.
It was messy, which... We like messy when it comes to these shows anyway, because that's what keeps people watching, right? So why not? Because you want to see people's reaction. That's why they purposely do that. We know that. Trinity and Bryce, they were
back together.
Hey, y'all single again, so guess what? Y'all don't get any choices until y'all back together.
Yeah, you'll get on that green dot now. You don't have a choice. You together.
Meanwhile, Sean and Kenzie are the remaining lost souls, so they're single and vulnerable.
That's interesting that Bryce and Trinity are not single, even though they both want to explore other people. But Kenzie and Sean are considered singles. I'm like, why not just make them all couple up like we did with Casey and Anaya?
I was wondering that too. I didn't kind of get that part, and I was like, okay, well maybe this is something that we just don't know about. So, okay, whatever. We'll deal with it. I'm going along because again, first time we're seeing this. First time trying to figure this out, trying to understand what exactly is happening here. Okay. There's so much more to get to because we've got to get to episode 3. We've got to get to episode 4. But before we do that, got to say thank you to everybody. Appreciate you hanging out with us. Do us a favor, please. Whether you're watching this now as part of the live crew or later as part of the replay gang, hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
And if you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. Use this shortcut and scan the QR code on the screen. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to random thoughts and RGRT Pod reaction videos, and more, including members-only live streams for story time. Otero. I hadn't done it that way in a while.
I know, right? It's a little close now. You're like, wait a minute, I'm a little too close. To the replay gang, do us a favor. Please hit that hype button. And to all our podcast fam listening on your favorite app, thank you. Leave us a 5-star rating and a quick review. It really does help. And also, if you'd like to support in style, check out the merch store. It's on that QR code over Terrell's left shoulder as well, too. Scan that QR code and thank you in advance for your support. Now, you've made it this far. Let us know you've gotten at least this far and you're ready to make it through the rest of it by leaving the word in the comment section, messy, because that's what this show is, all messy. It is so damn messy, this entire show, right?
We're about to get into the mess right now. Mess.
Yeah. By the way, mess. Hummingbird 2895 says, so happy y'all are doing these recaps too. Yes, so is Terrell. Can't you tell? Look at the smile on his face.
This is why I'm drinking. When was the last time y'all see me? Last time y'all saw me drink doing recaps?
What's wrong?
Love Island brought it out of me.
By the way, let's see. They have, okay, Toya says, you can't just couple up whenever you want. They must wait for a recoupling. That's usually when someone is eliminated. Okay, so I was wondering why people didn't just automatically, so you just got to sit there and try and steal some, okay. Yeah. Makes sense. Okay. So some new things happening this time around too. All right. Okay. Bia and Sean. These two. She says she still wants to explore connection, but she didn't want to close herself off to other connections.
Mm-hmm.
Did any of this make sense to you in her explanation to Sean as to why she went on red while he was on green?
Yeah. It makes sense because Sean's mind, if you stand on red, that means this is done. I don't want to deal with you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to focus on someone else. Stand on green means I'm locked in. In her mind, going on red was to say, hey, it's not that this is over. I just want to go explore another connection and just see. I didn't want to just get locked down with just one person. And she even said, had I been with you 2 or 3 days, yes, I'd have stood on green.
Bullshit.
You know, but it was just one day. And so I said to myself, okay, fair. Sean can't really be upset about that. I think that's fair.
He can't be upset, but that was a bullshit answer. Oh, if it's been a couple of days, but since it was only one day, no. Look, I like his response. Well, I want somebody who wants to stand on green with me. Corny, but it makes sense, especially in this case, right?
Yeah. I want someone to be with green on me, 100%. I want someone to stand on business when it comes to me. But in this type of show, I get it.
Brown Girl 4461 says Bia was gaslighting heavy. I agree. Sinan's fan says she's gaslighting, though. Toya says Bia out here playing the field, which technically is what you're supposed to do on the show, right?
Yeah, you should be.
See, this is, thank you, CXM. I'm glad you reminded me of this because I said this episode one. This is why she stood on red in the first place. He has a kid. She already said that was a deal breaker.
Only thing I don't like about that is she knew he had a kid before she picked him originally. She picked him knowing he had a kid.
Mm-mm.
Yes, the guy stood on one side.
After they'd coupled up.
No, the guy's still on one side and there's someone on the other side of the door.
You're going to hate when you find out you're wrong.
No, because remember when Anaya and who was it? That it was Anaya and Melanie both picked Sincere. And then Sincere had to pick one of them because he had two people. Mm-hmm. So then Anaya had to go sit with Casey because she didn't have anybody. Bia picked him.
Okay. By the way, shout out to Tammy and Tammy Talks and the live crew. Appreciate you. Look, I think in this case, Bia is good. True player in the way she's working it. Doesn't mean it's breaking the connection. Just means I'm exploring. It's all good. Great. She played this well, but there's a lot to come with her. And this is why this poll is up there on YouTube right now as to who did it worse in week one. So make sure you answer that poll as well, too, because there's a lot of this to go around, right? A lot of blame to go around in these three episodes. We do see Kata getting a chance to meet the girls, the rest of the women. She got to meet Anaya, Melanie, and Kenzie. And Kenzie says, hey, you know, no hard feelings. Do you believe her? Because I have a hard time believing anything Kenzie says after the way she carried on when she found out that Zach wasn't there.
I don't think Kenzie has hard feelings towards Kata because it wasn't because of Kata, Zach wasn't attracted to Kenzie. That was a Zach thing. Had nothing to do with her.
Right. Okay. You do see Trinity and Bryce having a combo, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about them and their recoupling here now? Because he's saying he's vibing. He was vibing with Kata, which we know he really wasn't.
Right.
But, you know, he's happy to be back with Trinity.
Yeah, lies. All lies. He didn't want to be with her. She didn't want to be with him. They're trying to say, hey, let's get this money. If that's what it takes. Might not be a whole lot of romance. I'm going to give you some pecs. That's as far as it's going to go. Mm-hmm. But let's get this 100K. I think that's what they're doing. But I don't think those two have any type of real desire towards each other.
Did you notice when Kenzie and Sean were sitting down for a conversation, there was only one subject being discussed?
Zach? Zach? Yeah.
Who comes over to try to have a conversation?
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I don't want to talk right now. Yes, you do. All you're doing is talking about this man. And if I'm Sean, I would have said, you know what? I know you don't feel, you're saying you don't want to. Please, Zach, take my seat. I need to be out of this conversation because you've already been in this the entire time.
I couldn't do that. If I was Sean, I couldn't do that.
Why?
I'd have got up. Hey, Anaya, you got a second? Kenzie needs you. Anaya likes all the tea. Hey, Kenzie needs you. Y'all talk and deal with that.
By the way, I just want to, and somebody correct me if I'm wrong, because Nasha Logan says that Sean walked into the villa, announced it yet, because he walked into the villa. In there, well,
he didn't walk in announcing it because they asked him how did he move. He didn't like walk in. Hi, I'm Sean. I got a kid. What up?
That's when it came up. Yeah.
No. When they asked him about himself, he said he moved to Pennsylvania because he got a girl pregnant and he wanted to move closer. That's why he went transferred over to Pennsylvania PD.
That's how he ended up in Pennsylvania. Absolutely right. See?
Yeah.
I can tell you you're right sometimes. I just want to make you feel you're good about yourself.
No, I didn't. I didn't even tell me. I knew I was this time. I know it was this time. Someone said, check
you were right the last time and you were wrong. I'm just saying.
No, this time I knew I was right. I'm saying, nope, sorry. I watched this.
Oh, my God.
I know I'm right.
Look, Kenzie's so petty, man. You know, she said her convo with Sean was the best convo she's ever had. The next morning she wakes up, it's the best conversation I've ever had with a guy. You've been here 2 days, girl. Stop it.
It's the best conversation you had a guy that was slightly attracted to you. Because you had other conversations. It's just, it might have been good for you. It wasn't great for them.
What did you think of Sincere pulling Kata for a conversation? As they like to call it, pulling for a chat.
Oh, he's trying to holler. That's all that is.
Come on, man. One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. What are you talking about?
Yeah. He's trying to help. What's wrong with having two fish in an ice chest? That whole analogy, Sincere, don't ever do that again. Please.
What's wrong with
you? You're smarter than that. You're smarter than that. You're a college-educated man. Don't pull that bullshit ever again.
Oh,
nothing wrong with having two fish.
Here's what's interesting. Zach is sitting down having a conversation with Bia, right? And this is so much happening all at one time. As they're having this conversation, and basically, Bia is giving him some good advice. You know, like, hey, here's what you need to say to Kenzie in order to have this conversation with her. If she's just not trying to talk to you, this is what you need to do. Kenzie sees it and is like, wait a minute. Well, let me do some retaliation. And this is why I think Kenzie is the villain here so far, right? So she goes and pulls Gabrielle.
Mm-hmm.
Goes over there and tries her damnedest. She pulled a Gabrielle on Gabrielle, except only thing she didn't do was tongue him down.
Okay. But would you not say Gabrielle was as equally as flirty?
No, not equally.
Oh, he was trying to be a good Christian and just avoid temptation.
He did at first. Did he follow up after her 13th and 14th shot? Yes. At some point, you're going to catch the ball and shoot it too, okay? If they keep passing you the ball, what you going to do?
I'm just saying, Gabrielle wants a taste. I can tell. Gabrielle wants a taste. That's just who he is. He likes taste.
No, he likes seasoning.
He's just, no, what's that taste like?
He likes seasoning. Nobody wants bland tilapia.
I'm curious. What does that taste like? Haven't had that in a while. Looks like farm-raised salmon.
I think it's pretty obvious because she's the one that goes back and says that he made her kitty purr.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure he did. But I think I just don't see Gabrielle being someone to be like, if Kenzie wanted to smash, he would say no.
Mm. Okay. Now, I didn't say he'd say no. This is why certain things that happened later, we kind of figured that out in the in the next challenge. We knew who it was immediately, right?
Yeah.
I don't think he's ever said no.
Of course, no.
Gabrielle's
anybody,
never said no.
Anybody but a dead body, any soul but a shoe soul. Anybody can get it. I hear you, Gabrielle. I was like that in my 20s.
The next day, though, Zach is actually having a conversation with Bryce and Trinity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kenzie walks by. What is Zach? Hey, Kenzie, want to have a chat? No. Not right now. And just keeps on going, right?
Yeah.
Which, at this point, I'm with Trinity. Hey, You try, yeah. Leave it alone. Don't even talk to her anymore. Leave her the hell alone.
Yeah, she's not interested. Just move on.
No, she's petty and immature as shit.
Yeah.
It's not about not interested. She's butthurt, all in her feelings. Get over it, you two-year-old child.
She's not interested in having a conversation to get past this pettiness.
Why are you making excuses for this woman?
I'm not making excuses for her. Stop saying that. I'm not making excuses for her. I'm just saying that she's not interested in talking to you. Leave her alone.
Okay.
Unless she would have to come up to me and be like, hey, Zach, can we talk? Then I'd be like, sure. Mm. But I'm not going to ask you again.
CXM says Melanie being petty and it may backfire. Monique says, OMG, Kenzie has been petty as hell, as all hell. I understand her giving him the cold shoulder the first 24 hours, but declining a chat 3 days is very immature for a one-day match. Did she not see the show? Did she not know what she was in for? Why are you so...
Again.
The man, here's the thing that pisses me off about it. This is why I can't give her any breaks on this. He told you.
Yeah.
He told you you are not his type. You're not his usual type, even though you're not a natural blonde, so it doesn't damn well matter anyway. And three, when you tried to kiss him and he just barely pecked you and you're like, oh my God, that was exciting. You knew what this was. Mm-hmm. What are you mad about? The man didn't lead you on. He didn't lie to you. Get over it.
I think she's just mad she got rejected and she just can't deal with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the only thing I could think of is... You and I, we've been rejected by people. We're like, oh, I can handle that.
Yeah, I don't even know how to pronounce this, Monique, but she says, regardless, I'm thankful she stopped giving the zoo boom a fool. She did all episode one. You're right. I totally agree. I totally agree.
Zubu Mafu eyes.
Because Jesus, she was scaring me every time I looked at the screen. By the way, Mookie says, look, it was one day for both of them. She doesn't have to speak to him. That's great. But she's petty as shit. And she's being extra petty. Unnecessarily petty. It's not even necessary, right? What'd you think, though, of Trinity having the conversation with Beatrice about what Kenzie said?
I thought it was a little bit messy on Trinity's part. You know, Kenzie told you, hey, I don't want to say in confidence because reality TV, there's no such thing as, you know, in confidence. But she's just talking about, hey, she enjoyed the conversation with Gabriel. It's a new guy into the group. Everyone's supposed to be exploring their options. So, yeah, I get it. I think it was a bit messy on Trinity's part.
Okay. Do you also agree it may have been messy for Anaya to tell Melanie that Sincere pulled Kata for a chat?
Yes.
Why?
I think that was messy too. Now, I think that Sincere should tell Melanie, but for Anaya to do it, I think Anaya should have said, hey, Sincere, you need to go tell Melanie that you had a talk with Kata. If you don't, I will, because we have girl code. I think that'd have been fair.
Okay, yeah, but they had girl code. So wasn't she supposed to tell her, hey, by the way, just FYI, because you may not have seen this.
No. I don't see how there's really girl code. Everybody's making out with everybody. Where's the code? I don't understand how that you can say there's girl code in here.
The code is pop a Tic Tac before the next kiss.
take a shot of liquor, kill some of the bacteria.
Thank you, Toya. Toya says she's just being a girl's girl. That's what I thought so. Now, Star in the M says, Melanie saw he was talking to someone but said she couldn't see who the other one was, which was BS because there's no way, as jealous as Melanie is, there's no way she didn't know who he was talking to. So she did know. She just tried to play it off.
You could easily be like, from here, I can tell that's not Kenzie, that's not Anaya, and that's not Trinity.
And I can see that.
It's not Melanie. So that narrows it down to two people. And the person I see has two legs. That takes out one other person. So
why are you stuck on this?
No, I'm just saying, if she said I couldn't see, I mean, you could tell. You could tell who's who. All of those girls don't look alike. You can tell.
Then that a new game. This one, well, I don't know if it's a new game. I'm sure they've done this one before, but I think the concept is stupid of this whole splash thing, right? Because, okay, let's see if we can explain it for those who haven't seen it yet, because there are a couple of people who are not watching it, right? you read a card, something, some secrets, something about someone is read on a card, and you have to guess who it is. And when you guess who it is, you push that person into the water. Here's the thing. You don't know whether you're right or wrong until you've already pushed that person in the water. What is the penalty if you're wrong? There is none.
There isn't one.
So shouldn't it be, you guess who, reveal, and if you're wrong, they toss your ass in the water.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Yanni, you're using logic, man. Come on. We've been doing this for 5+ years. You gotta take logic out of that. It makes no sense what you said.
It makes sense. That's the problem. As MWA says, that's the only stupid part. I'd love to hear what you think is the stupid part as we go through these other parts. Like, what are the surprises from these questions? Because, yes, some of these questions and the answers were, let's start. Any surprises from any of these first?
A couple, you know, for someone to forget someone's name mid-hookup, mid-sex. You forget the name of the person you're sleeping with.
You've never done that before?
And that's, no, I've not done that before. Sir, sir.
I'm just asking
not done that before. Neither. Now, a week or two, a month or so later, it's possible. But even at my prime, I was not an ass.
Well, that's not what they said.
I still knew their name. They might not have liked me, but I knew their name.
I'll tell you, I know the one that probably surprised a lot of people. And I'll just go with the answer first, and you tell me if you agree. Trinity.
Yes, Jesus. Jesus. Like,
I can't be I just want to say this, and I'll let you continue. I can't be the only one that thought, huh, I know who that is. It's Kenzie.
I didn't think it was Kenzie. I don't even know who I thought. So I'm like, who would do something that nasty?
Tell them what it is for those who haven't seen it yet.
Okay, for those who haven't seen it, the secret that came out was this Islander gave their boyfriend fellatio.
It's okay, you can say head.
Yeah, I didn't know. I want to make sure it doesn't mess up monetization.
They're 37 minutes, whatever. You're fine.
Okay, got it. I was gonna make sure it's okay. She goes down on her boyfriend while her mom is driving the vehicle. Now, when you hear this, I'm thinking a sedan. And I'm thinking, y'all are some nasty, freaky folks.
It could have been a school bus. I don't give a damn.
Come to find out, it's a Suburban. So I don't know how far back you're in the Suburban. But also I'm thinking, was the radio blasting, you know, or he's just really good at being quiet, or maybe you're just not that good to make him not make noise. I don't know. I have a lot of questions.
It might have just been that quick. Nah.
I just have a lot of questions. I'm just saying. All I'm saying is I can't speak for every male. I can speak for myself.
Divine Trivia said, I thought it was Beatrice.
Never enjoyed that quietly, ever.
Orioles Gold Monica says, I agree with Yanni. That was what I thought. Taylor says, trifling as hell. Mookie reminds us, hey, it was daylight savings time. Which means not a damn thing.
What does that have to do with it? Oh, well, of course, you turn the clock back and then you go down on your boyfriend while your mom's driving. Yeah, that tracks.
Starting the M says, I definitely thought black. Exactly. I was like, that's a process of elimination. For me, it was easy. It was process of elimination. It's got to be Kenzie. That was my thought from the get-go. Had to be. Toya says, you couldn't torture this information out of me. How do you admit this?
No. Why do you even do that? Try that with your mom. I just know.
Yo, I told you, say, Trinity must have been adopted.
And then the question is, do you think the mom knew that this happened? Because you don't drop that type of bomb knowing you're going on reality TV and expect her just to hear it when it airs.
She does now.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
See, God, I'm so glad I don't have a kid.
This is why you're not best. You don't say your kid is your best friend because shit like this happens. This is the kind of shit you do with your best friend.
Oh, That's not your daughter. That's your best friend, huh? Well, your best friend was in the back of the car. Suck, dude.
Oh, my God. This is terrible. I was ready to turn my TV off at that point, man. I'm just like, all right, I'm done.
I couldn't believe it.
Slept with a 52-year-old. Everybody knew who that was immediately, right?
Yeah, but I'll be honest, this hurt my heart because it's what they said. When they said a 52-year-old, everybody said, ew, gross. And I'm thinking, I'm 51. Hold on. It's not that bad. to be with somebody my age is not that bad. You know, this is not like a Shady Acres, you know, old folks home. And, smell like icy hot patches. No. Not that bad.
When you were in your 20s, 52 was old as shit.
No, because I was 24, 48. Yeah.
That's
when I was 24. Someone was 40. No, when I was 24, she was 48, and I thought this was awesome. It's great.
So that's what Gabrielle was doing.
Yeah, I get it. But I'm looking at other people who are like, ugh, 52, like, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with that.
Monica says, hey, I'm 55. I was insulted.
Thank you.
CXL.
Thank you.
The way they reacted to the 52-year-old was hilarious, and I'm 44.
Yeah. I was like, oh,
wait 10 years, CXM. You'll be offended too. You won't find it hilarious anymore.
No. Goodness. 52? You can't have sex past 50.
Did you get worms?
Oh, goodness.
Okay. Another most obvious one was broke up with an ex and then slept with someone new in the same day, mm-hmm. which could have been just about anybody, but we knew it was Sean, right?
Any of them.
It could have been.
Yeah.
Who hasn't?
Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't happen at 25. I thought everybody
did that. Overreaction, I thought, came with the guilty of texting a girl while with someone else. Let's be honest. Melanie gave this away because her reaction told everybody it was sincere.
Yeah, but I think everybody's done that. We've all texted somebody. Now, we might not have been texting to hook up with someone else, but you might have texted, you know, an ex texted you or something, right? If I was in a relationship and an ex texted me on my birthday, I'm not going to be like, right. Oh, babe, hey, so-and-so texted me on my birthday. I'd just be like, oh, yeah, how you been? A little couple exchanges back and forth. Totally innocent.
Yeah, but it's okay. She went 0 to 100 really quick too, Melanie did, in this whole thing. It was overreaction, right? Obviously.
Melanie's overreaction to, well.
To sincere tech. This is one, it's in the past.
It is in the past. Because her story was that she, somebody proposed to her and she ghosted him. It was in high school, so it doesn't really count.
Right.
You know, so maybe she's not done anything as egregious as what sincere has done, but I think she's just trying to find a reason to be pissy with sincere.
Pretty much.
If she can.
Pretty much. By the way, just want to highlight some of these before we move on completely, because Ronnie says the one like girl was insulting people in their 50s. That's mean. And Nietzsche says, when I was 20, I thought 40 was gross. Now I'm 50. It's not so bad.
Not so bad. I know. It's not so bad. Like right now, my dating profile, if I get the 57s, 58s, and 60s, I'm like, I'm not there yet. I still got a ways to get there. But at some point.
Well, Ronnie says, I'm 57. My feelings were hurt. My plumbing is fine, Beatrice.
Well.
So see, it's not that bad.
That's what I was going to say, but I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, no.
I'm gonna do it.
By the way, I just had one more note on this whole game, because Trinity, it felt like she was trying to shame Kata for, you know, releasing her love juices on her friend's pillow. completely forgetting what she did in the back seat with her mama in the front seat.
Exactly. You can't talk
at all.
At all. What you were doing with your mom driving in the front? No, ma'am.
Were you surprised Kenzie pushed Zach into the water? She didn't want to talk to this man at all, but she's quick to go run over and almost damn near punch him in his chest, drop kicking him in his chest to get him.
I'm not surprised that she pushed him into the water. She just wanted to do it just to.
She's such a child.
Being petty.
Such a child. You had Melanie and Sincere. A couple of things that happened here, right? Because Sincere's over there lying to Casey about the fact that him and Melody had talked about exploring with other people. So it was fine what he did with pulling Kata for a chat.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recall any of this happening? Because I don't think they had any conversation about exploration.
I don't know if they, I didn't hear any conversation about exploration, but what's funny is he's putting his foot in his mouth because on one token he says, we talked about this on exploring. Then he says, I want to reassure her and let her know that it's just me and her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you're not exploring.
Right.
That's the case.
Here's the interesting thing, because Casey said something here and it comes right back up in a few and we'll get to it because he says, hey, she shouldn't be bringing that old baggage here. So good advice that he's giving to Sincere, right? Meanwhile, yeah. Melanie's over there with the women and trying to dive all into Kata's business. Like, hey, so what happened? I heard that he pulled you for a chat. Yeah. So what y'all talk about? What else? What else did y'all talk about? I'm like, girl, it's none of your damn business.
Yeah. Ask him. Go ask your mans and them what they talked about.
When you look at Melanie and you look at Kata,
mm-hmm.
probably, and not even arguably, just more, the two most attractive women on the show right now, right?
Yes.
And we see two opposite sides of the spectrum
mm-hmm.
because we see immaturity and we see maturity because the mm-hmm. way Kata handled this entire situation was like, okay, whatever. She is unbothered.
Right. Which she should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. The way she should be. That's how you handle that. Hey, I'm not fazed. I wasn't trying to go after your man. Mm-hmm. And if you have an issue, go talk to your man. Well, I'm sitting here with Zach.
Yeah.
See, my man's right here. Where's your man at? Go talk to him.
Well, she did because, Sincere pulls Melanie for a chat, as Dime Diva calls Melanie, this season's crash out. And Sincere says, okay, I didn't pull her to explore. We're just getting to know her. Feeding the same BS line.
Sure, Sincere. Just want to get to know her. She just seemed very interesting. Looked like she reads a lot. I want to know what she reads.
And what's her name again? Kata. Oh, Katie. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Like, Jesus Christ, girl. How childish are we?
Yeah. Yeah. Sincere, he knew why he pulled Kata aside, because he's that attracted to her.
And then this is where you know you're in trouble, Sincere, because Melanie then goes, well, look, if you want to explore, just explore. Don't even ask me. You don't have to tell me. You don't have to do anything. Just do it. Just Nike.
Right.
Just do it. I'm like,
right.
And yes, Dime Diva, the conversation was harmless because Kata didn't bite on what Sincere was doing. Had she right. given a smidgen, he would have gone fishing again.
If she pulled one a Gabriel fish, and just fishes, got flirty.
Three fishes.
Yeah. If she pulled a Gabriel and just matched Sincere's level of flirtation, it would have been mm-hmm. different, totally different ending. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. now, Monica says that Melanie's Hudson from last season, who we don't know, but there are other people who know exactly who that is. This to me, and I think the best part of this was Kata sitting across the way and was like, they look so heated. Just yes. smiling on the other side, like relishing in the fact that they're having an issue on the other side.
Yeah, she looked big mad over there. Look at that. So, yeah, check that out. Look. Look, 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 look.
Hey, appreciate you guys hanging with us. We got one more episode to go. Do us a favor. Please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Jones.
Beatrice and Gabrielle. Gabrielle is telling Bea that Kenzie is not his type. Because remember, she did say she was going to have this conversation with him before yeah. she had the conversation with Kenzie about yeah. him talking to Kenzie.
Right.
I'm sensing from what you were saying so far, you don't buy what Gabrielle is saying here.
No, I don't buy what Gabrielle is saying, because before this conversation, Gabrielle's talking to Sean and tells Sean that, hey, I like Bia, but Kinsey's my number two, which to me, that was his low key way of saying, I'm going to take both girls you're interested in from you. That's my goal. I'm going to take whoever you like. That's who I'm going to go after.
Okay, so you peeped the same thing I did. I'm like, if he pulls Kinsey, he literally took both of the women from Sean.
Exactly. Exactly. And so he had this conversation with Kinsey, and he's flirting with her, and he tells Sean that Kinsey's his number two. But then he makes it sound, when he's talking to Bia, that, yeah, Kinsey was flirting with me, but she did some things that turned me off. You know, she talked about this and the Latin culture. It just turned me off. Lies.
Yeah.
Lies.
He's like, I can teach you
Portuguese. Gabrielle doesn't come across like anybody turns him off. It's like anybody can get it.
Literally.
One, two, three, four. Uno, dos, tres. That's him. Any check.
Melanie and Anaya are talking. And Melanie tells Anaya that he keeps this up. I will pull KC. And I'm like, wait a minute. If I am not mistaken, Anaya and Casey are in a couple.
Yeah.
Why is she telling Anaya that she's going to pull her man for a chat?
I don't, because she's being messy, trying to get back at Sincere. You didn't want KC from the beginning. Don't act like you want him now. Nobody wanted Anaya. KC did. Mm-hmm. And vice versa. Let them be a couple and don't break their thing up.
Well, KC's not exactly Arnold Schwarzenegger or the Terminator, but the next morning, Melanie does pull him for a chat, and I give him his credit. He literally just kind of blew her off, too.
Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, what's up? Yeah, cool. Mm-hmm. How you and Sincere? Y'all good? All right, then. Well, he's just sitting there distance away, just sitting there just chilling. But, yeah, he's not interested.
Smart move.
Smart man.
Smart move. Like J-Ro says, you can talk to anyone, but Melanie is being messy. Very messy. Very messy. Toya says, this is a great point. Melanie took Anaya's first choice, and now she's trying to take her current man. You're right. Because Sincere was Anaya's first choice.
Right.
Dang. That's true. I forgot about that part. Good call. Did you also try to catch Sean trying not to sleep alone the night before? Now, we didn't know that they couldn't, you know, couple up, but he tried his best to get in bed with Kinsey, and she just kind of like, ee.
Well, I don't think that they couldn't. It was just she said no.
True.
I mean, do you think the producers would have been like, no, y'all can't do this?
You back to your bed.
Yeah.
You stay here.
You go back to your corner. You stay here. Y'all take a cold shower and go to bed. No. They're not. Yeah. She just didn't really want to.
Right.
True. Pursue that. Yeah.
We get to the next challenge, which is, I know, your favorite challenge because you love this term. The boss bitch challenge.
No, I don't. No, I don't. You know I don't like that term. Everyone else knows I don't like that term. Stupid.
Did you at least like the challenge? What's your thought on this BB challenge? Not the BBL, but the BB challenge. The boss bitch challenge.
I just thought it was dumb. So the way this challenge works out, it challenges in the ladies' favor. So each lady gets up. She gets a chance to announce who her office crush is. So the other person that she's curious about that's outside of her relationship. Mm-hmm. Then she gets to make out with that person. Mm-hmm. Then she goes into a back room where she's supposed to get this prize. And the prize is a surprise that they weren't expecting. And that surprise is another good-looking dude. That's good. Make out with them. Corbin.
Yeah.
And then they come out of after making out with this person, and they go back to making out with their original partner. All back to back from this stuff happening. I'm thinking, that's just disgusting. That's why I just find this odd. So you come out, I'm thinking that you're excited to get to make out with me. No. Oh, someone else turned you on. Old Tall and Yellow turned you on. And now you're gonna come over here and get on top of me? Nah, son. No.
There were a lot of obvious in this one too, right? Like, of course Melanie decided to dunk Kata in the slime, right? That was obvious.
Right.
And of course, then Kata does decide to retaliate and pick Sincere as her mm-hmm. office crush, right?
Yep.
But she did something there that I thought was even next level.
Yeah, because the question that she had to read was, who needs promotion from their couple? In other words, who needs a break from their partner? And she says, again, I pick Sincere. And that was her way of getting her lick back at Melanie. I think he needs a break from your crazy self.
And that hurt more than dunking Melanie. Because had she just dunked Melanie, would be like, okay, whatever.
But yeah, payback.
No.
Right.
No, he needs a promotion from your sorry ass.
Yeah.
Hurt a lot more.
Yeah.
I'm scared to ask what this is, but Dime Diva says, just hope they don't do the challenge with the milk. Talk about absolutely disgusting.
Ugh. I think that's one they pass back and forth in each other's mouths. There's one of these challenges I've heard about where they're going to be like passing stuff through each other's mouths to another person. I'm going to have to I'm going to have to fast forward to that. I can't watch that. Just thought of it right now. No.
We should actually let you watch that on live.
I can't. I'm telling you, that's just disgusting. I just can't. I'll lose it. Give me a bucket.
Give me a bucket. Mother. Right, so here's the other thing, too. Obvious crushes. We knew Melanie was going to pick who she was going to pick, right? We knew she was going to pick Casey. We knew Kenzie was going to pick Gabriel.
Yeah.
We kind of knew this. This was going to be the issue. However, were you ready for Kenzie's performance? Or
Hold on. She didn't perform. Let's just stop that.
Okay. Were you ready for the reaction from everybody else on the cast who was told by the producers, hey, you better hype this shit up?
No. You've DJed many a wedding. How many times have you seen a couple non-melanated people out there on the dance floor and they just do like one spin? Everybody's like, whoa, look at that. Like they did some amazing dance, like they're John Travolta or something, Staying Alive. No, she didn't do anything that was great to warrant that type of reaction that she got. But she needed a W because she'd been in the dumps. So I think kudos to everybody else for trying to help her feel good and say, you know what? Bless your heart. Those were bless your heart claps that she was getting.
If I'm the guys, I'm mad that they turned around my 0-1 and made it look like a 10. How? Okay. I think Zach got off the luckiest in all of this, though. It was like, what was that? Right? By the way, Monique says Kenzie was twerking. Imagination. They acted like it was sensational. Yes, it was. It really was.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
And like it was phenomenal. Oh, she didn't do anything. Stop it.
It was bad. Oh, anyway, post challenge. Did you notice Melanie? I have no type. However, if I had to describe one, it would be this guy.
Yeah, it's Corbin. I don't really have a type, but he's it. I really don't have a type, but if I did, him right here. Sincere, you see that? This is my type.
That's it. Then she asks Kata, why did she say Sincere needed a promotion? And I love Kata's mm-hmm. response to this.
Yeah, I was on my lick back. Mm-hmm. You did what you did. I did what I did. We're good.
Which was a way to make to. Because that's got her thinking even more because, no, I said that because it's true, mm-hmm. is what she should have said. But she goes, no, I'm going to make you think about it some more.
Yeah.
Because that would make you even, now I know I'm in your head, I know exactly how to play there. I'm going to Kenzie twerk in your mind for the rest of the day. Which will just disgust you for the rest of this day. Come stay on the island. We see Bia and Kenzie having mm-hmm. that conversation, right? So mm-hmm. I don't think I noticed this the first time I watched it. Then I saw somebody say something about it, went back and looked, and I'm like, damn, she really was kind of laid back. What'd you think of this conversation between Beatrice and Kenzie? Because remember, she said she's going to talk to Gabrielle first. She did.
Yeah.
And then she would then talk to Kenzie and see if the story remains the same.
I think what Bia was trying to do is test Kinsey to see if she's going to be honest, mm-hmm. or she could get defensive. Like, her body language will give her the answer that she needed. And Bia tells her that, I wish that, you know, you'd have given me a heads up that you're going to have a convo with Gabriel. And Kinsey says, you know what? You're right. Now that I think about it, I'm sorry about that. I should have. Now, regardless, she could have easily lied. At least she just said that. You know, hey, you're right. I probably should have said something. My fault. I'll take that as you taking ownership. Best you can. It's something. I'd rather that.
Okay, it's something. It wasn't defensive, and that's. But she kind of gave her an excuse. Oh, she wasn't defensive, so it was fine. No, here's the difference. It's as simple as she played the victim. Oh, I didn't even realize. I just don't even like anybody. There's nobody that's really tickling my fancy. That is not what you said. You said the man made you kitty purr.
Yeah. Well, she said kitty purr, but she was also talking about spark. Can you say that's the same? Is kitty purr and spark the exact same, ladies? Answer, put that in the chat. It's the same thing. Do you get a spark or your kitty purr?
Hey, if there's a spark, that kitty purr. Let's just get that clear.
Has anybody gone through a relationship with no purr, just a spark? Tell me about that story. Tell me about that relationship. Yeah, it didn't make my kitty purr, but we had a little bit of a spark. And, you know, I figured over time. Eventually, it just took a couple years for him to figure it out, but you know, we made it work.
What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Oh, Jesus. Corbin shows up, right? Obviously, because if he got a text. And so Corbin shows up and lets the guys know that, hey, I met your girls before. And then actually reveals how and when, right? Mm-hmm. What'd you think about it when he said, hey, fellas, let me get some time with your ladies real quick. Let me, some more time, actually.
You already did. I'd be like, you already got time. No. But I mean, you can't do that on the show. I get it.
Yeah.
But that's what Terrell would have been saying. No.
Like, nah. Melanie, giddy as hell. Hundredfold, right? Over the top. Am I exaggerating here?
No, Melanie was all in. You started doing the play with the hair thing and just goo-goo eyes. All the signals, all the signs. Her feet were pointed towards him. All the different physical signs that you can tell if a girl's into you, she's showing that she is all about Corbin.
You know what you sound like? You sound like all the other guys that were across the way and they were analyzing all this body language. I'm like, they've probably never done this before in their life, analyzing body language this much, but they did this time. I do like how the producers kind of set them up to believe that he remembered all of their names just like that. Mm. Because, you know, they gave him cue cards, flash cards. Remember these. Because they're going to ask you, remember, this is so-and-so, this is so-and-so, this is so-and-so. Yeah. And he did.
It's six names. It ain't that hard. Six. It's six names. It's not like The Bachelor where there's 20-something women. It's six names. You and I could remember that.
Yeah, easily. Or, you know, at least we could. Maybe not easily. What do you think? Like J-Ro says, Trinity asked Melanie to move back because they couldn't see him. Because Melanie was trying to block every, you know, she was boxing out. Like, no.
Yeah. She was all in.
What did you catch where she went? Nothing to see here. But like, we can't see. Nothing to see here.
Yeah, it ain't for you. Don't worry about it. I got this. And like I said, you know what? Let me solve this right now. Hey, can we talk, Corden?
Yo, the way she did that, he was mid-answer to a question. And she just went, can I put you for a chat?
Yeah.
Okay. And this is why the question's up there asking who deserves the most smoke in week one, right? And the options up there right now, Melanie, Kinsey, Sincere, or Beatrice. And some people are saying it's Melanie for what she did here. And there's some people, other women on the show, because they're mad that she did that mid-sentence and pulled him. But isn't that the strategy? If you want to get to know him, get the first thing, let's go.
Yeah. It's a reality show. There's no friendships here.
Okay.
I don't understand when you're doing these competition type of deals to... You got to get with somebody. There's no friendship. This isn't married at first sight. This is your couple. Mm-hmm. And y'all got to rock together for the next 8-10 weeks.
Right.
No.
Okay. They get back. First of all, anything out of that convo that she had with, did you see any sparks? Did you hear any purrs?
She was purring all day long. She was purring from the... She was a little motorcycle. The whole, no matter what, Corbin could have sneezed and she'd have been like, ooh. Voice. It didn't matter what Corbin did. She is all in.
J-Ro says, Melody needs to remember an important part of the show is people liking you, because if you are hated, you will be voted off. Which is kind of what happened, because she gets back and the women, particularly Bea, comes for. And it's like, hey, we should have let Kenzie go first. But is it really a, hey, you go before me kind of thing? No, it's not, right? It is a competition. But it's Beatrice goes at her. What'd you think of this interaction between Bea and Melanie?
Well, I agree with what Bea was doing. I agree with that. But also agree for Melanie, this is a show. Mm-hmm. It's a game we're trying to play here. Mm-hmm. What I thought was more interesting is that Melanie tried to act all like, what? I did what?
Yeah.
I didn't realize. I am so sorry. And then once she, did you notice that there were, I felt like there was a switch to where she was doing all this to when she's like, oh, your tone and your attitude towards me, I'm going to walk away. That whole thing was performative.
Okay, here's what I heard though, and she said when she early on she goes, just relax. That it's like telling somebody shut up. You knew at that point, Bea was not going to stop,
right?
Because Bea could have left it alone, but once Melanie told her relax, Bea was like, say what? And it never stopped.
Right.
She hit it with Aaron Rodgers, R-E-L-A-X, relax. And she's like, nah. What we're not going to do is that, right?
tell me.
Brown Girl says, Melanie isn't smart because you will need the women to vote for you at some point. Nobody likes her. Yes, because she's playing it. She's way too emotional. And she was, everybody loved her after episode one. What the hell happened? You loved her after episode one. You're ready to propose.
No, didn't say that. I've never proposed to anybody, so don't try to throw words and shit in my mouth. Never.
Okay, what do you think when she decides to walk off? She walks off, like you said, and Melanie, you could tell she was so discombobulated. She literally walked over to the woman she's been antagonizing since she got on the show, Kata, and said, can I talk to you for a minute? I need someone to talk to. I'm like, Kata's like, huh? Girl, if you don't get your ass away from me.
Why don't you go talk to Sincere? Go talk to him. We're busy with our men. You go talk to Sincere. And even still, with all the attitude that Melanie had, because in the cameras, she's all emotional. I walked away like the bigger person. And I'm thinking, you're the one crying on this show. And no matter what, even if Melanie tried to pull a Karate Kid and sweep the leg, I don't think it would work on Beatrice, because Beatrice is about it. I just think Beatrice would take Melanie out. So she just has to sit there and just take it.
Well, no, she said, give me 10. Because Anaya at least tried to go talk to her. Anaya was nice, tried to go talk to her. But she's like, give me 10. Here's the interesting thing. Because Alyssa says Melanie's reaction to Bea was totally overly dramatic and just childish. We can all agree on that, right?
100%. Bea wasn't wrong. She stood five toes down on her opinion. And I agree with
such an asshole. Jesus Christ. What is wrong with you?
She did. She stood on business.
What is wrong with you? J-Ro says, Kata was like, girl, I don't like you. She sure was. She was not feeling that. Anitra pointed out something very important that I didn't even take note of, and I'm glad you pointed this out. This is why I love the live crew. Anitra says, Melanie just interfered with Bea's plan to have Kenzie leave Gabrielle alone. Yeah, Kenzie should have the first shot.
Yeah.
there was an ulterior motive, and J-Ro says the way Melanie acting possessive over Sincere, but then also saying Corbin is mine, is crazy.
Mine.
Nine.
Yeah, she's just acting out. And here's what's funny is, imagine this plays out the way she wants it to, where her and Corbin be the couple. she's going to lose her shit again.
Yeah. Because he, first of all, he's a mature ass 22. At least he's coming off like that in the first way, right? But these other women are already swooning at this man.
Yeah.
It's not going to stop.
Yeah.
Now, Nitra also says that I want Anaya to stop playing mammy and work on her own connections.
Dang.
She don't. Let's get this clear. She don't want that man. She's got a good connection with Casey, but let's be honest. Nothing about what Anaya has shown us on this show so far shows that she wants a chocolate brother at any given time. It's been the light-skinned man and Arnold Schwarzenegger. I know that wasn't a brother.
I'm curious. It could be. Hey,
When's the last time you played dress up as Terminator? Okay, exactly.
I'm just saying. I know some. There are people. I know some black folks that are deep into, you know, Harry Potter. They're deep into Star Wars. They're deep into Star Trek. All those things. So maybe
I'm all of those.
Maybe that, but I just don't know. I don't think she's with another brother that they're gonna do a little Arnold Schwarzenegger role play. I wonder how real it got. Get in the chopper and make me something to eat, you black. I mean, sorry, I got carried away. Sorry about that, babe. I got carried away. I got too deep into the character.
You Arnold Schwarzenegger. I figured you'd catch it in a minute. Monique says, yes.
You look like my housekeeper. Get over here.
Monique says, yes, Anaya's better than me. I believe she's trying to put the fire out. But baby, I'm not chasing you clear across the villa like a track star. Be mad all you like. Absolutely. And if anybody could have caught Monique, it would have been Bia. Because she is the track star, literally.
True.
Now, Brown Girl is hating on Corbin. Says, Corbin can barely string two sentences together. I don't get the appeal.
Oh, you're not 25. I'm just saying like that. That's not, hey, Brown Girl, that's not a slight on you. I'm just saying, you're not 25. Because when you're 25, attractive and stupid is a thing. And that's who you wind up hooking up with.
I didn't get stupid from him, though.
I didn't get that he's a Rhodes Scholar either. I'm just saying. But I'm just saying that all of these people, they're all really attractive, but you're not going to buy their book.
All the brother did was show up on the show, tongue down all the women, as he was instructed to do, show back up, be nice to the guys, and just try to have an actual conversation with the women who couldn't ask him a decent question at all. And here we go. I see in the chat. CXM, Corbin is not all that to me. I mean, he's not to me either, but he wasn't supposed to be.
Okay. Okay.
Is he for you? Is he for
okay. you? Okay. I mean, hey, you said it. I'm going to let you just sit in this. That's you.
Oh, boy. Calm down. You'll be okay. when Casey said he didn't have old-fashioned values, she was turned off. Is that... With Anaya, is that part of it, really?
When Casey said he didn't have old-fashioned values?
Yeah.
That turned Anaya off?
I don't think that's the case. Anaya just wasn't into Casey from the get-go.
Well, she didn't want him from the beginning, no. And then she got stuck with him. And then she's realizing Casey's not that bad.
Exactly.
Compared to all the guys who don't want me, Casey's cool.
By the way, J-Ro is like you, says the way Corbin talks, I just ask him to not talk. This is what you say.
Happens.
Fine until you start. And CXM is not letting you slide with those leg jokes.
What leg jokes?
Okay, Kenzie. You know what? This has not been bad. We're 4 episodes in. How you feeling now?
Same way I felt when we started this. This is a lot. It's not the episodes, we can get through them. Well, I thought it was going to be more dreadful to take notes on it, but I was not expecting all this kissing and making out and mugging down. All that caught me off guard. Mm-hmm. And it still does. Every time I keep seeing it, I'm like, goodness, y'all just gross.
Well, yeah. But again, they're 22 to 20. Remember, 29 was old. So therefore, there's that.
Yeah, I don't know. 52, apparently.
Anitra asked, did y'all talk about Turtle Tongue? Yes, last episode, Wednesday's episode.
Yeah.
And quickly got past that, so. Now, Brown Girl says, you have to admit the show is entertaining. Would you at least admit that?
Is it? I don't have to admit that, no. Mm-hmm. It's entertaining to make fun of it and just some of the things that we're saying and hearing people's comments from the live crew. Mm-hmm. That's entertaining. Would I watch this show without this podcast? No.
So you wouldn't?
No, it would not.
Let me check something here real quick before we get out of here. Because, you know, by the way, before we get out of here, I just want to say this. Thank you, guys. We appreciate you hanging out with us. Do us a favor. Please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Jones.
I just want to check something here real quick and see where we are on this poll. Let's see here. We're going to end the poll because who deserves the most smoke in week one? Kenzie and Sincere at 6% each.
Okay. Right.
Beatrice at 16% and number one, 72%, Melanie. As expected. Mm.
Yeah. Melanie did kind of make an ass of herself.
Yeah, she did. She went from number one on your list to.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like those other guys. Yeah, I was infatuated and then I lost it.
Like I said, when she said that, we're like, we'll find out why. And sure enough, it didn't take long. Yeah. We now know exactly why. Don't forget, we're back doing this. We're going to be doing recaps of this Wednesdays and Sundays. So we're going to do Wednesdays since there's no show on Wednesdays. And Sundays we'll do again early before the next episode drops. So again, we'll be back here again 7:30, 6:30 Central next Sunday. And then Wednesday we're going to do 8, 7 Central. So... Mm-hmm. Please do us a favor. If you're watching this later, please hype this video up when you get a chance. We do appreciate you. Hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit from the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.